Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are listening to the Living by Design show, and I am so excited to spend the next 30 minutes with you with a powerful episode of the Living by Design show. We have a great guest who is going to be coming on to talk about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. It has been in the news so much over the last couple of years, and it's something that I just continue to hear over and over and over. And it's just been tugging in my heart to talk about this issue and bring it to the forefront and give as much attention as I could possibly give to it. And I want to do something a little bit different here on the Living by Design show. We're going to bring our guest on for the next 30 minutes here shortly, but we're going to be talking about a topic that has to do with love and romance and dating. And the one thing in this world that every person wants is to find true love. But unfortunately, there are some sick people in this world who are really making that very difficult. So what I'd like to do is every single individual that is listening to this show, whether you're listening in via the archives or whether you're listening to the live show, I want you to send me an email. If you're single and you're looking for love, send an email to Kathy, with a C, C-A-T-H-Y, at chholloweyhill.com. And I'm going to do something very special. I am going to help connect singles, single women with single men, or whatever your preference is, and make sure that we get this done. I know some dating websites are very expensive, so I'm going to help you out with that. So I'm going to ask you to contact me, and I am going to connect great singles, people who are really truly looking for love. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there because I'm pretty sure we're going to end up doing a part two for this show tonight because we have a lot to discuss. And with that, I am going to bring my guest, Miss Barb Slupik. And I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly, Barb. You'll let me know when you come on. And she is the founder of a phenomenal website, romancescams.org. And I'm going to bring her on the line now. Barb, are you there?
I'm here. It's Slupik, actually.
Slupik.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
All righty. Well, Barb, I am so happy that you have joined us this evening. We are ready to just really dive into this topic because it is one that has, it's everywhere I look. All of a sudden, I know when you and I talked, you said it's been around for a long time, but it just seems like over the last year or so, everywhere I look, I keep seeing it and hearing about it, and it's out of control.
Well, it's good that the word is getting around because I've been dealing with this for over 8 years now, and the more we get the word out to people, the less victims there will be of these scams.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am really excited about having you on tonight, and I know that, you know, as I stated, it may turn into part two, and I'm sure you wouldn't have a problem coming back finishing the discussion, but I want to just go ahead and allow you to start out by just explaining your website and why you created the site.
Well, actually, it's one of those things that just kind of happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was working online, and we had offices in different places, so we communicated with Yahoo Messenger. And I had a guy come on Yahoo Messenger in January of 2005. Long story short, he told me he saw my profile. I was the angel that God had sent to him, and he was madly in love with me from the offset. And you know, I was kind of standoffish, but he said a lot of things that were really nice and flattering. And this went on for about 3 weeks, and the story was that he was from the UK. He lived in Arizona, and he was working in Nigeria doing a construction job. And I didn't think anything of it, you know. So after 3 weeks, he asked if he could call me, and I said yes. And when he called, it was 2:00 in the morning, and the man on the phone was not English. He was Nigerian. And I got very quiet, and he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "You lied to me. You're not English. You're Nigerian." He said, "No, I got this accent from working here." Well, supposedly he was there for 2 months. I'm from Chicago. I live in Missouri. I've been here since 1994. I don't talk like a Missourian. I still talk like a Chicagoan. So you don't get an accent from a couple months. So I knew it was a lie. And he would never tell me why he lied to me. And a few months after that, I was in a spiritual group, and a lady had sent a message to the group talking about this guy that she had fallen in love with that was working in Nigeria, and she cashed some checks for him, and she lost $2,800 because they were fake checks. So that's when the bells and whistles went off, and I knew what I was being eventually set up for. So we started scouring the internet, and there was nothing at all about these scams. So I wrote a letter to a site that dealt with scams, and I said, "You need to be telling people about these scams. This is what's happening." And what they did was they posted my letter with my email address. People started contacting me and say, "This is happening to me. What do I do?" Of course, my first thought was, "I don't know. I just wrote a letter." But after a while talking back and forth, I set up the Yahoo group as a place for 4 people to talk about these scams. And since then, we have collected just an absolutely phenomenal amount of information about these scams over the years. And we went from a place for 4 people to talk to a place where over 58,000 people have come for assistance.
My goodness.
And that's just the Yahoo support group. That doesn't even touch the website. Our website, we have a live chat on our website. So if somebody comes on the website and they're not sure if they're being scammed or not, if they have questions, they can come, and in the right-hand corner, there's a live chat button. And they can click on that. If a moderator is available, they'll be on there and be able to talk to them. We average 130 to 150 live chats every month. And then, of course, there's people who come on when there's not an operator who go and send an email that someone comes back. And then we have all the people who just come to the website and get the information that they need and never contact anyone. So we have absolutely no way of knowing how many people are touched by this. It's just, it's amazing. Like you said, the numbers are just phenomenal. If you could get your audience to say honestly, and people will not admit that they have been scammed like this.
Yeah, that's
or touched
the issue.
By the scam.
That's the problem. It's just like domestic violence. It's just like sexual abuse. It's just like being abused by a family member. No one wants to admit it, so it's a hidden issue. It's a hidden epidemic, which is why we've got to come forward and start addressing it.
Mm-hmm. You are exactly right. We let people report anonymously the amounts of money that they've lost. Out of the 58,000 people we've had, only 1,235 have reported their money loss, and their money loss combined is $15,257,937.09. That's only 1,235 people. People don't want to admit how much money they lost because they don't want to be ridiculed.
It's a multi-billion dollar scam thing going on, and that's one reason I wanted to focus on it on the show. one question I want to – I put your website up in the chat room. www.romancescams.org is the site. And I want to ask you, because this question actually kind of came up. I was promoting the show on Facebook, and a person on Facebook mentioned that they think it's elderly women that are targets. But I'm kind of thinking that anybody's a target, because I saw it on Dr. Phil, and there was a very young guy that was actually a victim.
You are absolutely correct. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I have people of all ages. Now, it doesn't tend to be young people, and that's only because of the dynamics.
It depends on what you mean by young, because there have been that this guy was in his 30s.
30s, yes. But I'm talking like 20-year-olds. We've had some that were in their 20s. But for the most part, the dynamics of a 20-year-old is most of them do not want to sit on the computer and communicate with someone. They want somebody that they can go out and party with.
Right.
So just because of the dynamics of that, a lot of them don't fall victim. But
so you're saying the
30,
older you are, the more potential that you could be victimized?
No. Anybody at any age can fall victim. We just don't see a lot of young people, because young people are into instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
They don't
want
to sit on the computer. They want to go out and party.
And if they do meet someone online, they're not going to go too long without actually setting up a date and meeting that person live.
Exactly, because they want to go out. They want to do something. They don't want to just sit on the computer. So that's one of the reasons. It's the same thing when people say, oh, it's women. There's as many male victims as there are female victims.
Right.
But, see, the dynamics are different. What happens when something happens to a man? They might tell one or two people. Most men internalize it, they deal with it, and they move on. Now, there are men, of course, that are more open, that talk about it, and that's a wonderful thing. But for the most part, guys don't want to talk about being scammed. That's kind of hitting their masculinity thing.
Right.
What do we do as women when something happens to us? We call up all of our girlfriends. We say, let's go out and have coffee, and we hash it over. We talk about why it happened and how it happened and, you know, what could we have done differently. And it's just the dynamics. People get the perception that it's more women because women are more vocal about it. But there are as many male victims as there are female victims. And what I've also found is that male victims are harder to convince that they're being scammed than female victims are.
Right. That is correct. Now, that is true, because the few stories that I have seen on the popular talk shows that are on daytime talk shows, when there are males, they're very defensive, and, you know, even though Dr. Phil or whoever is featuring it, they're very defensive, and they even say, well, I can get more money, so, you know, hey, it is what it is, it happened the way it happened, and, you know, so they don't really want to, they don't want to dwell on it, they just kind of want to move on and, you know, hopefully learn from their lesson. Let me ask you this question, Barb. I know there are tons of popular dating websites, and I don't want to pinpoint any specific site, because I know there are tons of them out there that, you know, people can go online. There's some very popular ones. We know Match.com is very popular. eHarmony is very popular. And there's even one for people over 50 now, Our Time. And there's a ton of them, so I don't want to, you know, target any specific one. But are these people on all the dating sites? I mean, are there any sites that are safe, or can they just be anywhere?
There are no safe sites at all. They are on every single dating site. What is very interesting is a lawsuit was brought against Match.com, and it actually addressed scammers on the website was part of what the lawsuit was. And the judge who did the ruling on the case said that according to the terms of service, that the dating sites do not, they are not required to verify any of the profiles on their website. So basically what that's saying is, buyer beware, it's up to you to police yourself because they do not police the sites.
And then that's what I thought. And that's exactly why I'm having you on to talk about your website. And I'm going to repeat this again. I said at the beginning of the show, and I'm going to say again, if you're single and you're listening to this show, whether it's via archive or live, and you're looking for someone, you're looking for love, I want you to email me, Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at C Holloway Hill, C-H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y-H-I-L-L.com, and I want to help you connect with single people who truly are legitimately looking for love to try to help combat this problem. No charge, no anything. Just email me and I will take care of the rest. So I want to get that out there to everyone who's listening. Now Barb, talk about some of the signs. So what are some of the main things that you will see initially when you come across a scammer?
Well, let me tell you how a scammer works to begin with.
Okay.
Their profiles, first, one of the things you want to look for in profiles is a lot of inconsistencies. Most of the scammers that we're dealing with are coming out of West Africa, and you will see things like an English spelling instead of an American spelling. In other words, color, they spell L-O-U-R instead of L-O-R. They will say mom instead of mom. Things like that. So when you hear somebody who says they're from Texas and they're saying mom and cheers and using the spelling, that should throw up a red flag. A lot of them will use things like I'm very trustworthy, I'm God-fearing. People who immediately when they email you, oh, I saw your profile and I'm madly in love with you. Now, come on, we're in the real world. We would like the fairy tale that someone saw us and just by our picture was madly in love. But you tell me that any guy is going to email you and just has not talked to you ever before, just saw your profile and is madly in love with you. They use a lot of psychology. It's very flattering. When the scam first starts, they talk about how beautiful, how handsome the victim is. When they start talking to them, what they do is, you know that getting to know you period when you're asking, what's your favorite color and what do you like to eat? They're actually sitting there and taking notes. And before you realize it, they become everything that you're looking for. So they become your absolute dream person. They are just perfect. If you want to get married and have three kids, that's amazingly the number of kids they want. They've picked out the same name that you've picked out for your kids, you know. If you don't want any kids, if you're older and you've raised your family, well, then they don't want any kids either. They just want to be the two of you together. So they listen to what the victim is looking for, and they become that person. And the reason that the scams work is that they form a very, very strong bond with the victim. Without that bond, the scam would not work. It would be like if I just met you and I said, Kathy, could you borrow me $100? You would be like, yeah, right. I don't know you. I'm not giving you $100. Are you crazy? But if we had a relationship and we were friends and it was a year down the line and I said, God, I really need to borrow $100, we're friends. So when you have a relationship with someone, you are more apt to do something for them than if you didn't. So the bond that they form is very, very important.
And let me just jump in and add this, Barb, because you have hit on something that is so critically important. I am a motivational speaker. I'm a life coach. I help people design their lives and accomplish their goals and put their plans in place. So my job is to bond with individuals. So I know what it's like to bond with someone. Now here's the caveat in this whole situation. These scammers are very, very charismatic. They look for people. Obviously, if you're on a dating site, they know that you really want a relationship. They probably look for people who have had many failed relationships. They have low self-esteem. They probably use fake photos that's not even them at all.
Oh, yeah.
So that they can pull you in, and they're going to work on your psyche. They're going to work on the low self-esteem. You're starving. You're like a dry sponge that's been in the desert forever, and someone comes along and throws a few drops of water on you. Of course you're going to drink it up. So those are the type of people that they really try to look for, is people who are vulnerable, have low self-esteem. They've been looking for love. They've never been married. They've never had a serious relationship. So it's and how many people are out there like that?
Well, let me correct you on that one. They do not go out and look for a specific type of person.
What I was saying is these are the type of people who will fall prey.
Yes. People who are open for a relationship. What the scammers do, there are actually three levels of scammers. And the first level is what I always think of as like a telemarketer. And what these guys do is they put together the profiles. They go on the dating sites, they go on Facebook, MySpace, whatever it is, gaming sites, any place where you can have communication with two people. They put together a profile. Now, what people say, I was targeted because, you know, I'm divorced, I'm a single mother. There's no targets, but they have to make the profile to appeal to a certain segment. In other words, the profile targets a certain segment, but they're not just targeting that segment. In other words, if they are going to be going after people in their 30s, they have to have a profile that appeals to someone in that age group. You know, I'm 54. If somebody sent me an email or a message, whatever, and they were in their 30s and wanted a relationship, I would laugh at them. I have a daughter in her 30s, you know. I don't want a relationship with someone my daughter's age. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
They have to have a profile that appeals to who they're sending emails to.
Right.
So they will create hundreds and hundreds of profiles. And as soon as they get on whatever site they're going on, they send out thousands of emails, winks, nudges, whatever that site allows. When they get a hit, when someone responds to that, that profile is handed off to the next person.
Mm.
That person is the one who is on the computer who develops the relationship. Now we'll go even farther, because sometimes it's more than one person. Because part of the scam is to isolate the victim, get them in sort of a brainwashing type deal. They take up so much time of the victim that the victim actually goes through sleep deprivation. All these techniques are used to keep the victim off balance and form the relationship, keep them off balance, because then when the disasters start happening, the requests start coming in, the victim is more apt to do what the scammer wants them to do. So the second group is the ones that work on the computer. The third group are the runners. And all they do all day is go from Western Union to MoneyGram to DHL to UPS, all these different places picking up money and merchandise.
Now, can you, for the people who are just now joining us, could you please tell us that stat that you mentioned earlier about with just 1,200 victims, the reported losses in money, monetary losses, have equated to how much?
$15,257,937.09.
And that's just 1,200 people who have reported it, and she has tens of thousands and more than hundreds of thousands of people, because a lot of these people aren't even coming forward admitting that they have been victimized. So that's why we know this is a multi-billion dollar scam, and we've got to put some meat behind this. And Barb, I knew this was going to turn into a very important show, and we're running down on time. So a final question I want to ask you, because we're going to bring you back for part two.
Okay.
You know, because I'm already getting emails in my inbox, but we're going to bring you back for part two. But one last question I just want to say is there anything that people can start doing right now today if they're already on a dating website and they already have a profile and they've paid their money for the next 3 months or whatever? Because, you know, these dating websites, they try to get you to, you know, pay for 3 months and you'll have a saving. So what can they do right now, just, you know, without having to shut their site, shut their profile down?
They need to come to our website and they need to read and learn. If they are talking to anybody who says they are out of the country, whether they're working or whatever, they need to come to the website and read and get information, because most people who are working outside of the country or say they're working outside of the country are scammers. And one thing I want to touch on that I think is really important is that this has become so prevalent that the U.S. Army CID has issued now its third warning about scammers using soldiers' pictures to set up profiles. So if you're on a dating site and you're talking to someone who says they're a U.S. soldier stationed in Afghanistan, please come to our website, because the chances are you're talking to a scammer.
And, you know, that's a great segue to close out the show, because I want to let everyone know. Now, I don't know, most of you are probably in my friends list on Facebook, or maybe you're on my fan page. Just this week, I received an email note from an extremely handsome gentleman who said that he was in the military. And, you know, he saw my profile on Facebook. Now, this is on Facebook, not even a dating website. And
yep.
He saw my profile on Facebook, and he wanted to get to know me, and I ignored it. Went back 3 days later, and apparently, maybe Facebook is on it, but that message had been removed because it had been marked as spam. And then that same person, the same picture, came up again under another profile name, trying to reach out to me again. So I'm just saying that this thing is real. It can happen to anyone, because it's already happened to me. They already made an attempt with me on Facebook. So we're going to go ahead and end the show for now. Barb, thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Thank you
for
having me.
Yeah, we're going to have to dedicate an entire month to this topic, because there are so many dynamics to this, and we really want to get you all the information. But in the meantime, email me if you're single, Kathy@chollowayhill.com, or reach out to me on Facebook, chollowayhill.com. I'm out there. You can find me. Google me, Kathy Holloway Hill with the C. And, Barb, we thank you so much, and we will be doing a part two, and I really appreciate you guys listening in. This has been a phenomenal show, and I want to end it with just these wise words. If it looks and sounds and feels too good to be true, then it is too good to be true. All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.